It's a humbling thing to come to the realization that you don't have the wisdom, the wherewithal, the IQ, the emotional intelligence, call it whatever you want, to deal with a problem. Pride keeps a lot of people from asking for help. Pride whispers to us, if you ask for help, you'll be showing other people how dumb you are. And so, many people make bad decisions because they don't seek the help from others when they need it. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. Without counsel, plans go wrong, but with many advisers, they succeed. The truth is that none of us has all the answers. When I was a young man working as a pretty high-priced IT consultant, I used to think that I had to show my clients that I had the answer to everything, that there were no limits to my expertise. After all, look at what I was charging them. How stupid I must have looked. And let me tell you, that attitude caused me a lot of grief in the end. No, we all need help. We all need the different perspectives that others can bring. We all need counsel from good advisors. And the best advisor of all, without any shadow of a doubt, is God himself. Especially, let me say, when we're in the middle of a crisis. Crises happen often without warning. They're like earthquakes. People are going along their ordinary day-to-day business, or perhaps they're asleep in bed without any warning. The earthquake hits, shaking the very foundation of their lives, wreaking devastation, throwing people into fear and panic. We tend not to make very good decisions under those circumstances. Suffering has a way of completely distorting your perspective. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 5. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but pure joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature, complete, and lacking in nothing. If any of you is lacking in wisdom, now I want to stop just there, because that last bit is the bit I want to focus on. If any of you is lacking in wisdom, how easy is it to pretend you have all the answers? How easy is it to go on and make decisions when you're facing trials, when your faith is being tested, when things are hurting, as though you know it all? With all that you have going on in your life at the moment, is there a place where you haven't admitted to yourself that you don't have all the answers? Because listen to me here, admitting to yourself that you actually need help is the first essential step into God's wisdom. And once we come to that point, once we admit to ourselves, well, the floodgates open. God steps in power in a way that we could scarcely have imagined. That's God's word, fresh for you today.